All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat, everybody. Woo! Hey, my voice, I don't know. Anyway, I'm so glad to be here with you guys. As I always say, and as I always am, I am so glad to be with you today. There's so much going on. I don't have the time today at the top of the hour to even discuss it. I know that you're good no matter where you are in the world as far as your weather, because it doesn't matter. They kind of stuck in here in our houses for safety purposes. We have to be safe and we have to stay ready, you guys, for healing. That's where we're in position to be healed, delivered, and set free. And I'm really excited about what God is doing in the midst of all of this. You know, I was just talking to my producer, Doug, and I'm so glad we're in agreement that we can't worry about it. We have to just continue to remain calm and stay positive. And if you pray, pray. If you don't pray, start praying and just believe God that he's still in control. All right, we got a full show today, I'm telling you. I have Katie Zuza on. She's joining us with her new book, Be Revived. She'll be joining us today. Also, we have Jamaica Thompson Harrison. She's going to be joining us again. She's got a guest with us, Miss Yana Bean. She's going to be joining us to share her testimony. We have a segment, we're going to be dancing in the Holy Spirit. I'll be praising God on DJ Dave Spivey's segment. I am excited about that. We got him. We have, of course, you know, we got my co-host Gina G, comedian Gina G. She's going to be coming on shortly. Also, we have, who else? I mean, we got everybody. Oh, and we have Nicole Atkinson. She's going to be joining us with her segment, giving us some inspiration. We're going to be talking about anxiety. So I'm excited about her segment in his presence. Also, we have my team. Yay, Dr. Gina's radio chat team is going to be joining us. And we got all of them. We got Jeffrey Hill. We got Carla Hawks. We got Portia Hoover. They're going to be joining us to talk about finances in this time and season that we're in this situation that we're in, talking about coronavirus, talking about, you know, the recession. We're talking about all of that stuff. What can we do right now financially? So I'm looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and take a word from our sponsor, and then we're going to take a commercial break before we start with our first guest. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Go ahead and tell everybody while we're on this break. Okay, tell everybody to tune in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, so now we're here with Katie Zuza. How are you? Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, Dr. Gina. How are you?
I am fantastic and very excited that you have joined us today. I'm excited about your new book, Be Revived, Defeat the Spirit of Death with the Power of Life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Gina, it began like 3 years ago when the Spirit of Death actually came and visited me while I was very sick. And basically the Lord told me that he was on assignment to kill me. And after that visitation, he went after every part of my life. He went after my marriage, tried to kill my husband and I's relationship, went after my ministry, killed off our finances, took out four of my top employees, then went and killed four people very close to me, then went after my physical body. I went into menopause. I gained 8 pounds of belly fat within a week. My hair got frizzy. My skin got dry and baggy and saggy. My metabolism turned completely upside down.
Freedom and deliverance are...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
It's okay. He attacked every part of my life. And during that battle, I began to sit in the presence of the Lord and just worship and seek the Holy Spirit for keys of why this spirit was able to attack me and what to do about it. And so as the Holy Spirit unfolded revelation for me through the scripture, the first thing I discovered was that death gets its legal right to attack our bodily organs through sin, through breaking of God's commandments. Mm. It talks about it in Romans. It says that death can produce fruit in our bodily organs when we break the law. Now, we have 72 organs in our body. Okay, so that means that any type of law breaking can cause death to come and attack our skin, our liver, our heart, our lungs, any part of our body. Now, the thing is about that is that that is a perfect loophole, a legal right for Satan, because no one can keep the whole law. It's impossible to keep the law. That's what James 2 says. So what do we need to do? We need to throw ourselves on the mercy and the grace of Jesus. His blood takes care of our sin, and his grace, the Bible says that we're not under the law as slaves anymore, that we're under grace as subject of God's favor and mercy, and that where our sin increased and abounded, grace is superabounded. So I began to decree grace over myself while repenting for my sin. I know people say, well, those two things don't go together, but that's not true. If you read in the Amplified Bible, the translation in Matthew 5:14, it says that God's grace will come and refresh us when we repent and mourn over our sins. So as we step into repentance, grace is actually released, and that grace comes and it casts down and defeats every accusation of our law-breaking that the enemy brings against us. Mm-hmm. Then God began to take it to the next level for me. He began to show me that there were heavenly courts that we could go into to face these accusations against, that Satan brings against us of our law-breaking that he uses as a legal right for death to attack us.
And come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I love when the truth is told, and I love that God has had you on today, because this is such a pivotal time right now that this is time to reflect and really get closer to God and really seek him for where we are individually, spiritually, and with our soul, our mind, our hearts. And I'm loving that God is using you in this time to really speak on this, because your transparency should be able to really change a lot of people's perception of God's truth. A lot of people would debate with you on this subject, but I am so in agreement. As a matter of fact, because during my prayer, God was ministering to me something that I'm not able to release right now, but it's in the lines of what you're saying, and I'm finding this to be confirmation, and I'm hoping that people that are listening are really going to take this to prayer with them and really seek God for where they are individually. You spoke on some things that about the legal rights. God has ministered to me about that, Katie. Before, I think like last year, a couple of years ago, about how we authorize the enemy legal rights and positions in our life by opening doors and not repenting for these things, or even just living and dwelling in it, as well. I'm sorry. I had to come in and talk about that. So what at this point, after you have realized all of this, where is it now with you? With your walk with God, how much more has he revealed to you for now you being in the right position?
Well, like I was saying, that he began to show me about the heavenly courts where those accusations are made. And I specifically was taken in the spirit to a place called the Grace Court. The Bible says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to receive grace and mercy in our time of need. Well, that word throne there actually means in the Greek a judge's bench. So there is a grace court where everything is adjudicated according to Jesus's death on the cross and his blood being shed for our sin. And then that grace is the power that transmits that truth to us. The Bible says that Jesus overcame the power of the one who had the power of death, and that he fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law on our behalf, and that he broke the curse of the law of sin and death. So when we go into the grace court and repent, grace is released, and that grace releases all those truths. And death has to let go of your bodily organs. And then I begin to see all the court scriptures that talk about how when we, like Psalm 92, it says that we will be strong and long-lived like a palm tree and stable and incorruptible like a cedar, and that we will produce fruit in our old age as we grow in grace, flourishing in the court. Mm-hmm. So all this, if you look at all the youth scriptures talk about, they have a grace verse connected to each one of them. So as we continue to go into the court, repenting in the court and receiving grace, then we start to see youth restored. Now, my marriage has been totally restored. My ministry, the finances are going to a whole new level. Everybody in the ministry, we've gotten like new staff members. We've got an amazing team. I've seen my body, my physical body changing. People tell me, you look way younger now than you did years ago. So I'm seeing the fruit.
I love it.
Yeah, amen.
I love it. Well, listen, I love your voice. I can listen to you all day. You got a raspy voice like mine. It's a sound that is waking up so many people. I'm enjoying you. I got to have you back on anytime. I loved having you on, Katie. I wish you could stay on longer. Please tell everybody where they can follow you on social media, your website, and where they can purchase your book.
Yeah, and I invite them to go to Facebook, Katie Through the Ministry. I do live feeds all the time with healing activations, and there's miracles that we see happen online while people listen. And they can go to my page, katiesouza.com, and find free resources. They can go to YouTube. There's thousands of hours of free teaching and free stuff on YouTube.
Okay, I just liked you on Facebook. You guys, go ahead and follow. I got you on Instagram already, sister. I mean, again, you're my charisma family. She's an author. She's a minister. She does it all. God has her just continuously. I love your testimony. I love what you just said. I love everything about it. I want to hear more about it. I know I got the book. I don't know. I love what you're saying. It's so right now and so appropriate for now. And I thank you for sharing not only what God had took you through, and that menopause thing, girl, I know it's like the weight came on overnight. I was working out. I'm like, what in the world is happening? I have gained 20 pounds in 6 months. Like, seriously, but it's over and I'm being restored. And God will, work everything out for your good. So if there's any opening, if you're getting off track, if you're putting something before him, he will get you back on track. He will use whatever he can to get you back to where your original intent. And you got to thank him for his grace and mercy for doing that. I appreciate him not leaving me behind. I appreciate him for shaking me up. I appreciate him for loving me so much that he wants us to get on the right track with him, because he has so much more to offer than what we give up on him for. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what we put before him, he has so much more greater than that in him and through him. So, I mean, just it's eternal life. So I thank you again. I love you so much. You're my sister. I love you. I feel a spiritual connection. So I'm going to be following you now on Facebook, and I'll be listening to, and I love miracles. So if you believe in miracles and you need a miracle, you want to go ahead and follow her. And God bless you. And thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. This is so much fun. Love you so much.
You got to come back on, girl. I swear, you need more time. You got to come back on. We got to set that up.
Sounds
okay?
like a plan.
We can talk awesome. About miracles. I want to talk about miracles and the movement of the Holy Spirit and stuff like that. So are you down for that? Can we get you back on
girl,
sometime?
I can tell you, I've seen at least 100+ metal miracles where metal has disappeared from people's bodies, proven by metal detectors and doctors. Oh, I can talk all day about miracles.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we're going to try to set something up for you in May or June. Will you please come back on and join us?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so you got my number. We'll set it up. You give me some dates that's available to you in May or June, and we'll correspond with that, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey. Thank you so much, sister. All right. Now, we don't have a lot of time, you guys. We got to keep it moving, but that was so good. We just got good stuff all the time on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I got to welcome my girl. This is my girl from California. Oh, I love her. Jamaica, how are you? Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad to have you on today. We got her friend, her guest, and now my new friend and guest, Miss Yana Bean. She's on with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello to everyone. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we got my girl, my BFF, my co-host Gina G with us right now. Hey, girl, from California,
well,
too.
Good morning, ladies. You know I'm on this line. Good morning.
Okay, so let me just start up so we can have this thing going smoothly. Okay, so Jamaica, you were on as a guest of ours. This is the formerly known as Queen Pen. You've seen her story on Netflix and on BET+. And she came on here. She's been everywhere touring, talking, you know, telling her testimony and everything. She went from this is what I say. I hope you don't mind, but I said from flipping cakes. That's a preaching the gospel. And for those that don't know what cakes are, they would be cocaine keys or whatever keys. Cakes. That's what we call them. Bricks. Okay. So, and she went in her, and God has totally changed her life. And I want you to briefly tell your story. And then if you can introduce us to, because I know you had told us about you being wanting to do mentoring, and you had a group of girls or a few girls that you were mentoring, and one of them was Miss Yana. And so I want you to go ahead and tell your story for those that are catching on to the show right now that didn't hear your story the last time. Tell them about you and then introduce Miss Yana.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Jamaica Harrison. I'm the author of Queen Pen. I was a big drug dealer in the early 70s and 80s. And my husband was a big drug dealer. And he got killed in the game. And after he got killed, I felt compelled to come back in the game because of the families that helped us sell drugs. At the time, I thought that, you know, I was helping them as well as I was helping myself. So I started selling drugs. And when my husband died, he was just, you know, selling drugs like locally in Los Angeles. But I took it to a whole nother level. And then once I got to a certain level, I said, I needed to find a way to invest my money. So I said, well, I always wore weeds and braids and stuff. So my hairstylist said, well, why don't you go and sell some hair? So I set a pen and a piece of paper on the side of my bed. And I just started taking notes. And something in my spirit, it was God then, not knowing, you know, because I know that the word of God says that I would make the crooked way straight. The grass wither, the flowers fade away, but the word of God will stand forever. So even in my sin, God still was with me. God still was covering me, but I didn't have enough sense to know that it was God, because I would always pray and say, God, be with me. God, protect me. Lord, let your angels hover over me. But I didn't know what I was doing, but I know what I'm seeing now. You know, it was God's covering that was still covering me, even in the crooked ways. He made the crooked ways straight today, you know. Mm. It took some years, but I got it. So I became a big drug dealer, and then I went to Italy, and I found a hair connection, came back to the U.S., started selling hair to all the celebrities. Everybody that wore weaves in the 80s, celebrities, it was my hair. Hair Distributors Incorporated. I used to be a big hair show at the Hilton, at the Pacific Hotel in Los Angeles. And then I also used to do the Atlanta Bonham Brothers show where I would sell hair there. And I would take 10 ladies with me to model my hair and to do my hair in the Bonham Brothers show in Atlanta. So with that saying, my hair business began to prosper and do good. So I transitioned from the drug game to the hair game. Totally out of the hair game. Totally out of the drug game. And I'm making so much money in the hair game because now I was international as a drug dealer. I became an international hair distributor. So I started selling hair and importing hair and distributing hair to every place that I was selling drugs at, just about, and more. And so an ex-boyfriend of mine was doing business with somebody else, and he was looking at a life sentence. And in exchange for his life sentence, he turned over on me. And so they arrested me for conspiracy to distribute cocaine and money laundering. And so I went to jail, and I wouldn't cooperate. So basically, they said, okay, well, we're going to punish you. So they threw me in a maximum security prison in Marianna, Florida. And I was like, God, you know, why am I here? Why am I here? I'm here with licensed people that would never go home. But in the midst of that, I met wonderful people. That guy, like Griselda Blanco, even though she was a drug dealer, her spirit was beautiful. You know, I met Squeaky Strum. I met the Manson girls. Just so many wonderful people that had beautiful hearts. And so the year that I spent behind the wall, maximum security, I said, God, I said, just change me, mold me, shape me, and I just serve you until the day I die. So anyway, God moved me closer back to L.A., and I started serving my time there. And I just became a witness and a disciple for Jesus for the 12 years that I did. I was sentenced to 15, but by the grace of God, he was able to cut my time down to 1 year. I mean, to a year off of my sentence. So I did 12 years, 12 hard years where I never was able to leave until that release date, 12 years later. So I came, so while I was incarcerated, I started a ministry where I would write to women that was incarcerated because it was, prison was always a turnover for those that had little time, like 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I was still there. So I would always witness and lead people to the Lord. And like people say, well, how much time you have? And I would say, well, do you know Jesus? Then they say, yeah, I know Jesus, but how much time you have? I said, well, you can't help me because God is the author and finisher of my life, and it don't make sense for me to discuss my time and what I'm here for. My mission here and why God got me here is to witness, to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, do you know Jesus? So I led thousands of women to the Lord. I led thousands of women to the Lord.
Come on now.
So I began ministering, and then when they would go home, I would write them, and I would encourage them, and I would tell them, you know, like, keep your eyes on Jesus. Some to this day are still serving the Lord, and some are not serving the Lord. And those women that went home, now when they see me on American Gangster, they'll find me and contact my ministry, and they'll say, well, you know, Jamaica, I remember they called me Miss Thompson then. They said, Miss Thompson, do you remember when I was in jail? I met you. I said, yes, I remember you. She said, you used to always try to tell us about Jesus, and I would use wisdom. You know, I would say, you know, I would do this for you if you would go to jail, and then if you would go to the church in prison. If you do this or do that, I said, just come on the Bible study until I got the Bible study in prison packed. It was packed out. It started out with two ladies. But it was this one girl that she used to braid hair in there. And she said, I'm not going to jail. I mean, I'm not going to the church in jail. I said, well, let me tell you. I said, this is the best place to know Jesus because you're isolated. You don't have no visits. You don't have no family. So I just started just telling everybody I know, even the staff members that ran the prison, they would see how I would minister to the girls. And they would say, well, could you pray for me? They would call me in the office and ask me to pray for them. I couldn't touch them or anything, but I was able to, you know, pray. And they would see the manifestation and the signs and the wonders and miracles that God would answer their prayers from them asking me to pray for them. By the grace of God, I was released from prison. With me being released from prison, that opened the opportunity for me to just take my ministry to a whole new level. of serving God. So people would say to me when I was in jail, oh, you just doing that because you're in jail. Let's see what you do when you get home. The very same minister that said that, he had me to come preach a year later. He wouldn't let me preach for a whole year. He watching me. Then when I preached at his church, the whole church, the Holy Spirit had me to bring in 10 prayer warriors that cornered that church. The church went on fire. All the preacher could do was just stand on the pulpit, cross his hands, and say, what's going on? Because he never seen the Holy Spirit move like that in his church. And lives were changed in his church. So he's like, well, you ain't playing. You serious. So my sister-in-law said, Janika, why don't you start Second Chance Evangelist Ministry? Because you've been doing it for 12 years. You're in prison. You've been doing it for 2 years. You've been home. I'm still writing to women incarcerated. So 25 years later, I started Second Chance Evangelist Ministry, and I started continually writing to women that's incarcerated. And then I had partnered with World Vision in California, where they would give me pallets of clothes, where I had a whole garage full of clothes and jewelry and purses and costume jewelry and purses and things to give to the ladies' hygiene and the things to help them get started and transitioning back into the world. Until they just cut that program out last year.
Okay.
Also, too, with that, I just, you know, with mentor to the women, I became a mentor at my church to young girls to, you know, tell them my testimony. And I would minister on TV and 700 Club, different networks, just to, every time God, even on the streets, I do mission on the streets, outreach ministry. I go into the prison cells. And in the county jails where they allowed me to go back in, and just recently been contacted by one of the prisons that I did time at that asked me to come in and speak. They had been looking for me. They heard about me. They see me on TV.
So how did you and Yana Bean, how did y'all get in contact with each other? Was it through you doing the ministry after you came out, or did you know her prior to that?
So to introduce Yana, I was getting to that right now. With me, networks will call me and ask me to do documentaries for them.
Wow.
And I would say to the network, everybody want to do a documentary on me, but everybody want to pay me, and I feel like I'm being pimped. And it's just unfair. Mm-hmm. And so then they said, well, we'll pay you whatever you want. But let me check with this other lady. Make a long story short, how I met Miss Yana Bean, which is a young lady that I've been mentoring over the past year, was that I did a pilot for BET Plus.
Mm-hmm.
BET Plus said that if my pilot get picked up, that they'll be able to do 9 more episodes with women telling their story. Well, it's exactly what I was interested in doing. So there was this young lady, her name was Tasha James. She was one of the producers. She did everything to pull everything out, stories that I didn't even know. My American, I was on American Most Wanted. I was in several newspapers where they had painted me Queen Pen. They had painted me a Black Widow. She had just did so much research on bringing this documentary together where the network loved it, picked it up, and behind that, they got 10 more episodes. So that's how I met Ms. Yana Bean. She was one of the episodes. So she's somebody that I mentor and I encourage, and she's on the line with us. Ms.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Ms. Yana Bean. Tell us about your story. How did you end up on the documentary? Tell us a little bit about you and what people could see or have seen on the documentary about you.
Absolutely. But first, I want to say that, I want to thank both of you for having me on the show, and to Jamaica for inviting me in. And she is being so modest when she says that she is just, just mentoring me or whatever. She has brought so much more to my life and has been teaching me so so much more than she can imagine that she is. So I just want to, you know, again, just tell her thank you. And I really appreciate her very much for
love
all that
it.
She's been doing for me. I believe how we came together. It's so strange to me. I'm a person who I believe that how I even got myself in the position to be on a documentary is because I was hard-headed. I was a hard-headed person who wanted to make a way, and I wanted to make that way fast. And I really didn't sit and listen to the symbols, the signs that God had around me as to what I should do, and actually be patient and to wait on Him. I thought that I could make these decisions and I'll make it happen faster than He can do that for me. So in doing that, I committed a crime, fraud, financial fraud, while I worked in the financial aid industry for higher education. And I used the funds from the school, and I deposited them into accounts. And I used that money to fund a lifestyle and to take care of my household. I went to jail two times. I served two prison sentences. And my last prison sentence in 2014 in federal prison, I came home and I was listening now. I wasn't so hard-headed this time. My sentence was a year and a day. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. And my time was in Lexington, Kentucky at the Atwood Women's Prison Camp. So I had no visits there for my family, traveling that distance. And I took that as a time to reflect on my life and how I was living and figured out how I got here. And I would use this time. I used to joke to people that would ask me all the time, well, hey, I'm over here at Oprah and Gail's yoga camp. That's where I'm at. You know, I was there to really get all of what I had, done, and take it all in and realize what I'm doing here and what I need to do when I get out of here. So, after getting out of prison, a few months, I say one year or so later, a young lady, that Jamaica also spoke of, Tashani James, she's actually from Boston, Massachusetts. And, she's a friend of mine that, you know, I happen to know. And, she contacted me about working on a documentary, if I would like to tell my story. And I was in shock. You know, I was in shock by it. I didn't feel my story was such a large story or that it's, you know, known to be, you know, to be selected for this. But again, like I had learned and like I had been reflecting, that I'm not in control of these things, that there's a reason that these things happen. And I, you know, I talked to my family about it, and, you know, they thought that it would be okay for me to do, so I agreed to do it. Being a private person, not wanting people to know me in that way, because everything with me had always been the look of things. I'm the person who likes the beautiful house and the white picket fence and, you know, the beautiful picture, you know, and I don't want you to see what's behind this picture, you know. So I would never, not a lot of people knew about me going to jail or me having this dark part of me. So, you know, I just let it lead me to it. I have wanted to do more things, and I really felt like I'm just going to lay it down. I'm going to work a regular job. I'm not going to try to do anything else special or anything like that. But it was making me miserable, actually. So when I got that phone call, I was like, wow, something like this. I want to be seen as being like a big, you know, a big music mogul or something like that. Not a criminal, but, if this is what God's being fit for me to do, if this is how I was supposed to use my voice, then I was totally okay with that. And I felt at ease with doing that.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. So now with everything that's going on with the coronavirus and things that are happening in the prison system, do you feel like the prisoners are really at threat at this point, or do you feel like this is a good move for them to relieve people out of the system that have lesser crimes? Are you in agreement with what they're doing right now?
Well, right now, I feel as though being in prison, it's not the greatest place to be when you have something like this going on, or for anything, in fact.
Right.
You know, if we're not, exactly. So, you know, you're not getting the best of the products that you could have that you could trust to protect you from something like this. You're in prison 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are guards that come in and out to the prison. So this could be brought in by the people that take care of you, the people that are, you know, over you. And so what do you have to protect yourself from that?
Yeah.
So I do, I do not feel, you know, safe about it. You know, I don't. And we have some things here going on in Massachusetts where there was, not that there was, but there the increase in prices for like soap and for, you know, these products have been hiked all the way up, like triple the price. And then they're being given hand sanitizer, but not alcohol based. So they're right now, they're in talks with the at the state house about these needs, along with the Department of Corrections here.
Because right now everybody is so concerned about their loved ones in the prison, where they are at home, you know, the people that they, you know, their husbands and their wives is working the essential jobs. It's just so much going on. I'm so glad that you guys could come on and share your story. You know, you are always welcome. I love you guys. I mean, and I just thank God that he is, you know, for your obedience and you stepping out there. Your family supported you and you were able, you've been on the Breakfast Club. You got your documentary. Yes. You're helping so many people. You and Jamaica. It is just so amazing. And you guys definitely have the love of God in your hearts. And you want people to be set free. And you want to share your testimony to help people. And I think that's a great thing. Jamaica, please tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Well, first, I just want to piggyback real quick to say that I am glad that the government is opening the door and setting people free from prison today. You can write Jamaica Harrison at SCEM7.com. That's Second Chance Evangelist Ministries.com.
And you, Miss Yana B.
Well, and for me, the best place to contact me would be on Instagram or Facebook. And my Instagram is Miss MS.YANA, be like boy, EAN, my full name there. And then also on Facebook, same thing, MS.YANA-BEAN.
Well, I know that you guys keep praying for those people that, you know, that need to be out. They shouldn't have been in the first place, and they don't need the longer sentence that they have gotten. And this is just, you know, I look at this as that, you know, God will work all things out for good. I know that that's just been my motto for a long time, but especially during this time. And those that were in unjustly, those that had lesser crimes, I feel like things are working out for their good. And I'm glad that, you know, the people are standing up and, you know, prayers are being answered. And if it took for them to get out this way, then I just give God glory for that. Hopefully and prayerfully, if anybody contracted the coronavirus, they will get healed quickly and they will be free indeed, for sure, all the way around, not going home with the virus, but being free. But if they did have it, they're home and they'll be able to get the right medical care. Would you all agree with that?
I totally agree. Amen. I do. I agree with that.
I love both of you so much. Oh, Jamaica, I'll be there as soon as this is over to California so I can get a good hug from you. And Miss Yana, are you in California? Where are you at?
I'm in Boston, but I'm going to make my way out there because I have to go see Jamaica, too.
Oh, but then we need to plan a time. We can all meet up. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, well, and Gina, yes. California. Gina, you down with that? We can all come together.
Come on, I'm always down to go home.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. You know those airline tickets about $40 round trip right now.
Right, round trip.
I saw one for $17 round trip from BWI here in Baltimore, Maryland to Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. And this is
the
time to go. It is very clean right now. FYI, I'm just saying. I'm going to stay cleaning it every second.
I saw that China had the trucks blowing out some kind of sanitizer mix or whatever in the streets. I say they need to do that in every state in the United States. Just go down and blow and clean the streets for real.
I say throw down Babylon, but that's just me.
Well, listen, ladies, I love you. I hate that we got to go, but this is coronavirus season right now. We trying to help the people with their money and get them in good spirits. Yes. And your testimony surely helped out a lot. I'm sure a lot of people are inspired right now by listening to what you two ladies had to say and what you brought to the table. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Kisses. God bless you too. Go follow them, y'all. Okay, listen, we're going to take a praise break, Gina G. Praise break with DJ Dave Spivey. Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
we're going to go ahead into, we got Portia on the show. I don't know if Carl is on. I don't know if Jeff's on. But until everybody get on, we're going to finish playing Nicole Atkinson's. We're talking about anxiety, y'all. It's a lot going on. It's a fire happening. We got to put the fire out.
That's my extinguisher. That was my fire extinguisher. That's the only noise I know. Put it out, fire is getting put out. Let's go.
Can you go ahead and play Nicole Atkinson's segment now, please?
Hello, my friends. This is Nicole Atkinson with February's monthly devotional. Today we're going to be looking at Psalms 46 and 10, reading from the translation, the Passion Bible. And it says here, surrender your anxieties. Be silent and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. I am the God above all the nations, and I will be exalted throughout the whole earth. The psalmist is encouraging two things here. Surrender and stop striving. Again, two things. Surrender and stop striving. Why strive when God has already given? Surrender. What can anxiety add to your life? It's clear when you surrender and stop striving, we will see God in our lives daily. You see, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Since he cares for you. So if he cares for you, why do we constantly worry? Why are we constantly striving when we know that God cares for us? We know that he has good plans for us. He has good intentions for us. And another passage in the Bible talks about what can worry add to your life? How can that add to you? Worry is really a subtraction, and worry creates anxiety. It really serves no purpose. It just, it's a distraction on what God really wants to do in our lives and through us. And so he just is requesting two things, surrender and stop striving. He wants us to thrive. Thrive on his faithfulness. Thrive on his love. Thrive on who he is and his promises. He says, to cast all your cares upon me. Meaning, for you not to carry them. For you not to walk in it. But to cast your anxiety upon him. Allow him to carry it. Allow it to be his burden. So I challenge you this month to surrender. Surrender your thoughts. Surrender your plans. Begin to thrive on God's word. Begin to eat it. Begin to meditate it. Begin to let it soak in your spirit until you have no other choice but to live and live in that full potential. So February, we're going to surrender and we're going to thrive on the word. We're not going to let anxiety fuel our thoughts, but we're going to replace that anxiety with surrender. And we're going to surrender every thought to God, and we should have thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of love. Amen. Amen. But listen, I love you. I love you all with the love of Christ. And just know this, I am cheering for you. I hope you enjoyed this devotional. I look forward to sharing with you again soon. In the meantime, if you would like to reach out to me or connect, I can be reached on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. We can also connect on Twitter at Nick_purpose and Instagram. And as always, remember, I am cheering for you.
All right. Well, we are back on and we got Portia with us right now. I'm not sure. I don't know where Carla is or Jeff is, but let's go and let's go ahead and get what she could give us a couple of ideas that we can do right now while we're dealing with this coronavirus.
Usually during the time of a crisis, people tend to get very creative, and they should because they're like feel like they're backed up against the wall. So a few things that I have and that I've went over with a couple clients this week is getting their, you can get an ebook started, meaning it could be an ebook as in cooking. You know, people have ebooks in crocheting. That also goes for webinars with couponing as well. And a lot of people coupon and they're not being paid or not making any coins from learning that skill set. And that is truly a skill set because it does, they do save money overall when they are couponing. Some of them do shop a lot, you know, and they spend, but they are saving a lot of money when they're couponing. So that is something that that you can definitely start during this time to just create some money in your pocket, webinars, ebooks. Also, people have been forced to close down their stores, their brick and mortar stores that may sell clothing, shoes. Then this is a time to definitely get online and start selling your items online, let your customers know that your items are available online and they can start shopping with you online. So definitely keep the momentum going and definitely apply pressure to your own neck right now.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for that. All right, girl. We're going to have you back on next week we got more time. And Jeff and Carla, they'll be able to call in. You called in. I think they were waiting for them to be called. They were supposed to. I don't know what happened. Anyway, we had a lot going on. So tell everybody where they can follow you.
I'm Portia. You can follow me on Instagram at Coach Portia Hoover and on Facebook, Portia Hoover. All my social media is Portia Hoover all around the board. Thank you guys for having me and continue to make this money during this time.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Everybody, who that character is that you got now, that character, what's her name?
Can I say her name on the air?
Is it a bad word? No.
No, it's not a bad word. It's not a bad word. It's just, her name is Lady Bullnut.
Oh. Oh, Lady Bull Nuts? I didn't even know that. Okay. If you want to know more about that, go and follow her on Instagram. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want you to come back on next week. I'll tell you the time and we'll pick up where we left off, okay? And then Jeff and Carla, you guys can, because people want to know what to do with their money, okay? All right. Thank you so much. No problem. Gina G.
Oh, yeah, my God. Thank you.
Talk to me,
sister. Well, what a live show it is. It's just like everybody know. I'm telling you, this. We're going to blame everything on the corona. We're going to blame everything on Rona. That's what we're going to do. Everything is Rona's fault. That's the motto for the rest of 2020. We can't say the devil no more. We ain't going to say blame it on the devil. We're going to blame it on the Rona. That's what we're going to blame. This corona got us all going crazy. People, stay safe and in your home. If you don't do anything, if you didn't learn anything from this show, please learn to stay home.
Yes. All right. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Gina G, because we got to close
you
out.
You guys can follow me on social media, just not to my door, at Gina G Too Funny. Gina G, the number 2 Funny on Instagram, Facebook. It's Gina G T O O Funny. Stay safe, people.
Yes. Stay healthy. Listen, join me on Instagram on Gina R. Prince at Gina R. Prince, and also go on Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. Okay, you guys, this has been real. Woo, I done got wore out. It was a power-packed show. me and Doug, my producer. I love you, Doug. I love you, Doug. I love you, Doug. Okay, I can't say it enough. I love my BBS Radio family. Listen, from us to you guys, stay healthy, stay whole, live in your destiny. Next week, we are talking about money, but we also got some other surprise guests for you as well. So you know, never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, we love you, don't we, Gina G?
We love you. Stay home.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live home.